Welcome to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Lewis Allen, your host and moderator. Today, we're featuring teams from Bridgman and River Valley. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Our program is brought to you from the signature Toyota Hyundai Mitsubishi, proudly hosted each week in their signature community room. Along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, remember, when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. And Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics. First, let's meet the teams, starting with Bridgman. Your name and the grade that you're in.
Evan from Bridgman.
And make sure you...
Junior.
Yeah. You're junior. You and make sure you guys, the microphones are close to you guys.
Yeah, stay close to the mics.
Okay. Hi, I'm Nick. I'm a junior.
I'm Mark. I'm a senior from Bridgman.
I'm Beth. I'm a senior.
And who's the captain tonight?
I will be.
Elizabeth, and your coach of coaches...
Mr. Knoll and Mr. Nicka. Mr. Knoll is here. Mr. Nicka, unfortunately, is not.
All right. And River Valley, your name and the grade that you're in.
Aiden, I'm a freshman.
Dana, I'm a junior.
Eden, I'm a freshman.
Josh, I'm a freshman.
And the captain tonight for River Valley? Dana, and your coach of coaches?
My coach is Mrs. Gorey, but today it's Ms. Milton.
Okay. Well, here are the basic rules. During the first and second halves, we'll announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. There's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round at halftime. I'm going to be your scorekeeper and judge, and today Bill Klein will be asking the questions. Bill, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here amongst these smart young people.
Yes, and River Valley is one of our new schools.
Yeah,
that's
welcome.
Joining us
welcome
this season.
So, Academic Challenge.
Welcome.
Fun to have you.
So, is everybody ready for Academic Challenge?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Mm.
Sure.
Hope so.
Why not?
All right. Let's well, your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads that first question.
For 5 points, the Sinai, Malay, and Yucatan are examples of what type of geographic feature?
Mark from Bridgman?
Peninsulas.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, what form of pronunciation characteristic to the southern United States consists of vowel sounds lengthened and some symbols protracted?
Time.
Now, y'all know what this is. Come on. You've all heard this drawl from many people. For 10 points, in the riddle, what state is round at each end and high in the middle?
Oh.
Aiden from River Valley?
Ohio.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, this book teaches the virtues of charity, permits polygamy, and commands the faithful to fast and give alms. It was written in the 7th century. Can you name it?
Time.
It's the Quran. Now, this is a multiple choice question for 5 points. In a leveraged buyout, buyers purchase a company primarily with A, borrowed funds, B, an exchange of stock, C, liquidated assets, or D, cash.
Mark from Bridgman?
Liquidated assets.
Incorrect.
River Valley. Josh from River Valley?
Cash.
Incorrect. It's borrowed funds. For 5 points, in 1806, French chemist Louis Nicolas Vauquelin, I think, isolated a substance in asparagus that he called aspergin. In itself, it might not have seemed important, but as was later realized, this was one of a set of carbon compounds essential for life. More than 120 of these compounds are found in plants and animals. What are they called?
Evan from Bridgman.
Amino acids.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, disparaging his mother's marriage, Hamlet says, quote, frailty, thy name is blank. What?
Time.
Woman. Disparaging mother. For 5 points, it has been considered in retrospect a kind of dress rehearsal for World War II, the main characters being the communists and the fascists and the Nazis. Name this war.
Time.
The Spanish Civil War. For 10 points, name the branch of the United Nations that includes representatives from all member nations.
Nicholas from Bridgman.
United Nations?
Incorrect.
River Valley, it's a chance for you to steal. Time.
The General Assembly.
Oh, man. Nick is going to kill me.
For 10 points, the largest seeds in the world weigh 50 pounds and come from a palm tree that grows in the Seychelles. What fruit is grown on this tree?
Elizabeth from Bridgman.
Coconuts?
That is correct. For 10 points. For 10 points. One of the four states beginning with the word new, which one is the oldest?
Mark from Bridgman.
New Hampshire.
Incorrect.
River Valley. Aiden from River Valley.
New Jersey.
That's correct for 10 points.
New York is
for 10 points. What is the northernmost of these deserts? The Atacama, Kalahari, Mojave, Gobi, or Sahara?
Aiden from River Valley.
The Kalahari.
Incorrect.
Nicholas from Bridgman.
The Gobi.
That is correct for 10 points. A math question for 5 points. A palindromic number is a number such as 3003, which is the same backwards and forwards. I'm thinking of a palindromic prime number, which has the curious property of forming other palindromes when squared or cubed or raised to the fourth power. The fourth power is 14,641. Cubed is 1,331. And squared is 121. What's the number?
Elizabeth from Bridgman?
11.
That is correct for 5 points. I can't believe they only get 5 points out of it. For 10 points.
And this will be the last question.
This results in a given environment when two or more populations use the same limited resource. We're talking about what 11-letter term in the field of ecology and economics?
Mark from Bridgman.
Conflict. I know it's not 11.
Incorrect.
River Valley. Time.
Competition.
Well, that's the end of the first half of today's academic challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is Bridgman 35, River Valley 20. Now, on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points, and there will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 within the time limit. You are encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers must come from the team captain. After the minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions the first team could not answer. River Valley, you're trailing at the moment, so you have the first choice of these categories, which are hot and cold, 12-letter words, contradictory proverbs. What do you choose? Dana?
Hot and cold.
Hot and cold it is. Is there a setup to hot and cold, Mr.
Yes.
Klein?
All answers begin with the word hot or cold.
Okay, your 60 seconds will start once he reads the first question.
Empty talk.
Cold?
Incorrect. Position of the third baseman in baseball.
Hot.
Remember, the answers begin with the word. It's not the whole answer.
Yeah.
So that was wrong. Sliced assorted meats.
Oh, cold cuts.
Correct. Fear strong enough to prevent action.
Cold fright?
Incorrect. Sudden stop in the use of drugs.
Cold turkey?
That's correct.
Oh, hey, you got two. I was like, what?
All right, River Valley, you answered two questions for a total of 20 points. Now, Bridgman, there's eight questions out there for an extra 80 points. One more time, Mr. Klein.
Answers all begin with the word hot or cold.
All right. Mark, your time is going to start once he reads the first question.
Empty talk.
Or, I'm sorry, Elizabeth.
Cold conversations?
Incorrect. It's hot air.
Okay.
Position of the third baseman in baseball.
Hot seat.
Hot corner. Fear, strong enough to prevent action.
Cold feet.
Correct. Center of nightlife.
Hot spot.
Correct. Position of uneasiness or anxiety.
Cold sweats.
Hot seat.
Hot.
Scornful neglect, intentionally unsympathetic treatment.
Cold shoulder.
Correct. Issue or question that involves debatable consequences. Also name something you wouldn't want to remove from the oven barehanded.
Oh.
Go ahead, answer.
Hot plate.
Hot potato.
All right, well, that's, you answered three questions for an extra total of extra 30 points. And Bridgman, now your choice between 12-letter words and contradictory proverbs. Elizabeth, your choice?
12-letter words?
12-letter words it is. Is there a setup to 12-letter words, Mr. Klein?
No.
All right, your time is going to start once he reads that first question.
A mixture of water, salts, and urea released by the sweat glands is called what?
Perspiration.
Correct. How do you spell acquaintance?
Right. A-C-Q-U-A-I-N-T-A-N-C-E.
Correct. Rockets fired in a direction opposite of that of the main power units to retard the progress of the vehicle are called what?
Pass.
Name the scholarly paper required of university students in partial fulfillment of their PhD degrees.
Pass.
Any animal lacking a backbone is called what?
Invertebrate.
Correct.
Time.
Three.
That's three. Bridgman, you answered three questions for an extra 30 points. River Valley, there's seven questions up for grabs for an extra possible extra 70 points. Dana, your time will start once he reads that first question.
Rockets fired in a direction opposite of that of the main power units to retard the progress of the vehicle are called what?
Stabilizers?
Retro rockets. Name the scholarly paper required of university students in partial fulfillment of their PhD degrees.
Scholarships?
Incorrect. It's a dissertation. When food enters the stomach, what acid is released to start digestion?
Pass.
What do we call any drug that relieves a stuffy nose by reducing the swelling of membranes?
Decongestion?
Correct. The variety of heavy, dark bread made from coarse rye is called what?
Time.
It's pumpernickel. And the other one was hydrochloric acid.
All right, that's one. Ravelli, you answered one question for an extra 10 points. Well, that ends our 60-second round. We're going to check the scores and conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is Bridgman 95, River Valley 50. It's time now to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. First, from River Valley. Dana, what's happening at River Valley?
There's volleyball games, cross-country games, and Friday is our last home game, and Saturday there is a cross-country invitational and volleyball tournament.
Okay. And
tests aren't coming up or anything? You guys aren't going to do any academic stuff? No.
It's all fun and games.
It's all fun and games at River Valley.
That's all it matters. Cool. And Bridgman, Elizabeth, what's happening at Bridgman?
All right, so tonight our soccer team had their second districts. Our last football game is tomorrow night. It'll be senior night. We'll be wrapping up all of our fall sports. And our marching band is having a pretty good season. We came in first at our first competition a few weeks ago, got third at the Lakeshore competition, and got all ones at regional. At festival. I'm sorry.
All right. And substitutions on Bridgman, your name and the grade and your grade.
Hi, I'm Kyle. I'm a senior in Bridgman Public Schools.
All right. And substitutions on River Valley, go ahead, introduce yourselves and the grade that you're in.
Hi, I'm Kaylee, and I'm a freshman.
And a Cubs fan. That's cool.
Hi, I'm Brianna, and I'm a freshman.
Well, welcome. All right, well, let's begin the second half of Academic Challenge between Bridgman and River Valley. Your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads the first question.
You might want to get your pencils out for this one.
Of course you are.
For 5 points, spell the name of the side of a right angled triangle that is opposite the right angle.
Evan from Bridgman.
Hypotenuse.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, what Scottish song do Japanese baseball fans sing when an opposing pitcher is removed from a game?
Time.
I can't believe this question. Old Angsign.
That's why I started laughing, because I knew what it was, unfortunately.
For 10 points, which planet has been known since ancient times but has never been seen by most people, including many astronomers?
Mark from Bridgman.
Saturn.
Incorrect.
Jupiter.
Dana from River Valley.
Jupiter.
Mercury. You might want to get your pencil out for this one again. For 10 points, arrange the following four cities in New York State into correct order from east to west, or I'm sorry, from west to east. Albany, Rochester, Syracuse, Buffalo. We want west to east.
Time.
It was Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, and Albany. For 10 points, Jesus taught, greater love hath no man than blank. what? Maybe more than one word.
Mark from Bridgman?
God's love.
Incorrect.
River Valley. Time.
That a man lay down his life for his friends. For 5 points. Is the word insanity a legal, medical, or psychological term?
Aiden from River Valley?
Psychological.
Incorrect.
Elizabeth from Bridgman?
Legal.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, elements in the periodic table are arranged in vertical columns called groups. The elements in a group have what in common about their structure?
Number of electrons.
Dana from River Valley?
Number of electrons.
That is correct for 10 points.
Remember to wait for us to call your name and your school before you answer the question.
My bad.
For 10 points, what kind of lines cannot exist in spherical geometry?
Mark from Bridgman?
Parallel lines.
That's correct for 10 points. For 10 points, World War I Supreme Allied Commander Foch, was a Frenchman, said the best means of defense is to blank do what?
Mark from Bridgman?
Have a good offense.
Incorrect.
Aiden from River Valley?
Attack.
That is correct.
For 10 points?
For 10 points. So cool. For 5 points, what president talked tough against communism but did nothing when the Soviets conquered Hungary in 1956? What president? 1956.
Evan from Bridgman?
Richard Nixon.
Incorrect.
Ronald Reagan.
Dana from River Valley.
Ronald Reagan.
Incorrect. 1956, Dwight Eisenhower. Oh. For 25, or 25 questions. For 20 points, what unit of German currency is equal to 1/100th of a mark?
Time.
A Fenning. For 15 points, translate this Spanish sentence into English. Hay dos amigos mexicanos con nosotros.
Time.
There are 2 Mexican friends with us.
I didn't hear the last part.
For 20 points, the land was ours before we were the lands. She was our land more than 100 years before we were her people. These lines come from what poem by Robert Frost, which he had recited at the inauguration of President Kennedy?
Mark from Bridgman?
These lands.
Good guess, but incorrect.
River Valley, chance to steal. Aiden from River Valley?
Our lands.
Another good guess, but it's the gift outright. For 15 points, at Buffalo, he built a 30-ton ship, the Griffin, the first vessel other than a canoe to sail the Great Lakes. Name this French explorer.
Time.
La Salle.
And this will be the last question.
For 20 points, blood is red. Why then do veins look blue or purple?
Dana from River Valley.
Oxygen isn't in the blood.
That is correct for 20 points.
Well, that's it.
Good job.
Good job. That's the end of today's academic challenge. We'll tabulate the score and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9, WSJM's Academic Challenge, to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. The winners by a score of 115 to 80 is the team from Bridgman. Congratulations, Bridgman.
Well done, Riverdale.
Yes. Thank you all for joining us at WSJM's Academic Challenge. Our program is brought to you from the Signature Community Room at Signature Toyota, Hyundai, Mitsubishi on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of Academic Challenge, along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, remember, when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders, and Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics. Again, next week at the same time as South Haven and Michigan Lutheran go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.